Gemara Erubin has been sponsored by Mr. Isaac Jamal and his wife Celia for their success, for their children's success, health, happiness, beracha, parnasa, v'hatzlacha, bechol ma'aseh yedehem. Today's daf has been dedicated by Mr. Fuad Malach. May Hashem grant the entire Kahal with a healthy, successful year filled with beracha, Torah, and mitzvot. May we all be signed and sealed in the books of life and good health. Thank you, Mr. Malach.
Today's daf has also been studied by Elul Nishmat Hacham Baruch Rafael Ben Miriam and Abraham Ben Esther. Hashem Tanihem Begin Eidin. Amen. We are beginning on daf chet, right on the top line, and our Gemara begins. Ulemai desalik adatin meikara, and that which we thought originally, meaning in the Hava Amina, meaning on the last daf, we had two statements. We had a statement where you have a mavui that's opened up into a rehava, that's a backyard, and on both sides it's open to the shutarabim, on the mavui side, on the rehava side. And the din over there, we said, clearly was, it has a din of a mavui satum. All you need is a lehi on the mavui side, and you can carry, obviously, in the rehava as well. However, we gave another case where you have a mavui opened up to a hatzer, and the hatzer is opened up to the shutarabim. So we said in that case over there, Rav gave the din, and he said in the mavui, one cannot carry, but in the hatzer, one can carry. Now, Rav held, at least in the Hava Amina, which we're analyzing tonight in the night sugya, and Rav held in the Hava Amina, we understood that the case of the Chaser is considered a Mavui Mefulash, because since it's open on both sides to the Shutarabim, and therefore a Lehi alone does not make the proper adjustment. You would need a Tzurat HaPetah. So long as you just have a Lehi, one would not be allowed to carry in such a Mavui, because it is considered mefulash. But the implication is that if the mavui would be satum according to Rav, then everything would be okay. You'd be allowed to carry even in the mavui, even though there is no eruv between the mavui and the chatzer. Meaning, we have a din that says the chatzer, the people living in the chatzer, they are going to oser the mavui, because it's considered, even though they're both private domain, but since the people of the Hatzer have accessibility to the Mavui, so therefore, normally we would think you need an Eruv amongst them so the people can carry. The Hiddush of Rav was in the Hava Amina, you don't need an intra Eruv between Hatzer and Mavui, and therefore it would be permissible to carry in the Mavui itself. Because if you would say that you would need an Eruv, So meaning for the people of the Mavui to carry into the Chatzer, if you would say you need an Eruv and you didn't put an Eruv, it would be forbidden not only to carry from the Mavui to the Chatzer, but it's forbidden to carry even in the Mavui itself. That's already a special din. As we'll quote the din in itself, the Nifratz HaMavui B'Milu'o L'Shuta Asura Lo. When the Mavui is Nifratz, is open to an area that it's forbidden to it, and it becomes Asur even in itself. Okay. However, Rav obviously held that it doesn't matter. You don't need an Eruv in such a case. Whereas Rav Yehuda, the author of the statement of the Rehava, he only made his statement by Rehava, implying that if he made his statement by Chatzer, it would be a problem. What would be the problem? It's Mavui Satum. No, the problem would be because you don't have an Eruv between the Mavui and the Chatzer, therefore it would be Asur to carry the Mavui. So that would be one difference between Rav Yehuda's statement and Rav's statement. The din of, do you need an Eruv or not? And the din of, is it considered a Mavui Mefulash or not? So the Gemara says, Ulmai desalik adatan. And that which we thought originally in the Gemara, Me'ikara, Ben she'irbo, Uben she'lo irbo, Pelige, which means that indeed was the Mahloket. The Mahloket between the statements was, if you need an Eruv or not, meaning according to Rav, you don't need an Eruv, and according to Rav Yehuda, you do need an Eruv. That's originally what we thought in the beginning. Let's read the top Rashi. Meaning, even if you made an Eruv, Asar Rav. Rav was only Oser in the case of the Chazer because it's Mefulash. Meaning, if you would have taken care of the Mefulash issue, then it would be not a problem. Because he holds you don't need an Eruv between the Mavui and the Chazer. The only issue why you can't carry in this case, he said, is because he's treating it as a Mavui Mefulash, and a Lehi alone does not solve the Mavui Mefulash issue. But what if you had a Satur, let's say it was adjusted properly or sealed off, then Rav would say, no problem. Oh, we continue to see. V'tama mishu mefulash. Right? Rav's issue in that case was only because it is considered mefulash. V'davka nifritza hatzir kenigdo kamar. Only because it was nifritza. Because the back wall of the hatzir was open to the Rishut Rabim. Halav hachi lo mitzar mavui mishum b'nei hatzir. If it wasn't for that, the Mavui would not be asur from the people of the Hasid. That's the opinion of Rav. Now, the Had Rav Yudad Shmueli, Veshari Be'erubo, Kegon Rehaba Delo Ba'ya Eruv. Rav Yudah was careful to make his statement only by Rehaba, because you don't need the Eruv from Rehaba to Mavui, because Rehaba is a backyard. There's no dwellers there, implying that if it was a Hatser, he would say, Eruv. We continue reading that sheet. Va'afagab din ifritza Rehaba kenigdo ve'asar belo erbo gabe Hatser. But he was Oser by a Hatser if you did not make an Eruv. Afil lo nifritza, even if you considered Satu, medinakat Rehaba velo nakat Hatser. So therefore the Gemara wants to understand this. What's the rationale of this argument? Why does one rabbi say you don't need an Eruv, and one rabbi says you would need an Eruv? So the Gemara says, and we go to the second line. Be'irbo b'may peligi, b'shelo irbo b'may peligi. What is the machloket? Be'irbo, meaning if you say that there is an Eruv there, then we have to understand the machloket is in nifretza or not. It's considered nifretza or not. Because according to Rav, even if there was an Eruv, still he holds it asur. Why? Because it's open on both sides. So even by Irbo you're going to have a mahlok. If it's Irbo, Rav is going to say what? Still you cannot carry in the Mavul. Why? Because it's Nefretza. Whereas Rav Yehuda would say, if it's Irbo, no problem, you can carry because it's considered Satum. So we have a mahlok at Be'irbo, right? So the Gemara says, Peligi, I go on the second line. Erbo be my peligi. What's the rationale of the machlok in the case with this Eruv? Bishelo erbo be my peligi. What's the machloket in bishelo erbo? On the other side. What's the case on the other side? Same case. So the Gemara says like this: bishelo erbo peligi. When you didn't make an Eruv, meaning, according to Rav, you didn't have an Eruv, he says, no problem. You can carry in the Mavui itself, even though you didn't make an intra Eruv. And Rav Yehuda is going to say, if you didn't make that intra Eruv, you cannot carry in the Mavui. What's the rationale of the Machloket? So the Gemara says, so the issue is going to be like this. If, do we have a picture of such? Let's see. Well, actually, we can look at picture number 42, and it'll be obvious. You see in the Hatser that's open to the Mavui, you see the walls. There are walls that are jutting out on the side.
Mm-hmm.
On the Hatser side. Yeah. On the Hatser to the Mavui border. Now, those walls are evident to which side? Those walls are only evident on the Hatser side. If you're looking on the Mavui side, you really can't see those, we'll call them Gidufim, like we call them, or Gifufim, we call them above. Right. The shoulders, exactly. Right. You cannot see those shoulder walls on the Mavui side. You can only see them on the Hasan side. So that is going to be the Mahloket. Meaning, according to Rav, so long as you have these shoulder walls on the side, even though they're not visible to the Mavui, it's okay. It's not, therefore, it's not, okay, meaning, Rav, you don't need an Eruv. He's going to hold that it's considered fine, which is they're considered one domain, even and therefore like you have no problem. However, according to Rav Yehuda, why is he going to say that you need an Eruv? Because since you can't see the side post coming out of the side, from the Mavui side, so therefore you need an adjustment, or you need an Eruv, I should say, and as long as you don't have, you will not be allowed to cash. Let's read that inside. The Gemara says, meaning you can see the side posts or the shoulders of the wall on the outside, meaning from the Hatzer, the Shavim, Bifnim. But on the inside, it's flush. Meaning if you're looking from the Mavui side, it's Shavim, it's flush. Okay? Let's read the Rashi. Actually, it's a machloket later on this subject. One rabbi says, so long as it can be seen on one side, it's considered if it's seen on both sides. And some say, no, you only judge it for the area that it can be seen. These gifufeh, those are these shoulders that are coming out of the wall. The eat lahaser ha'odfim, that are a part of the haser, that are overlapping al rochad pritzat mavui, right? They're overlapping the width of the mavui. Nirin bebahutz leotana omdin behaser. It can only be seen from those people that are standing in the haser velo mehzi kotel parutz bemiluo. And therefore, it's not considered for the Hatzer people a breached wall. And it's also not less than, not more than 10. It's less than 10 amot the breach. Plus, you have those side gifufin coming out. Even though for the people that are standing in the mavui, it's considered flush. They don't see those sides. You see, we have a rule. If you have a wall that's totally breached, that finished, that area, which means the Mavui, from that vantage, it's totally breached at the Hatzer can offset it. Even though it's really not breached, because it does have side walls. But since those walls are not visible to the Mavui, so therefore, the Mavui becomes a sword. That is the Mahloket, which means, is it considered breached or not? According to these mitziut, it's not breached. Because bottom line, there are side shoulders coming out of the walls. You can't see it from the mavui, so what? So long as it's there, the hasen is visible, it's not a breach, it's less than 10 amod, therefore it's considered one domain. However, according to Rav Yehuda, in the Havamina, we're going to say what? Yes, the breach, it's not, yes, on the hasen side. You can see it. But on the Mavui side, as you see in picture number 42, it's flush from the Mavui side. And therefore it's considered a pirza. If it's considered a breach, so therefore you're not going to be allowed to carry into the Mavui. Certainly you're not going to be able to go to the Mavui to the Hatzer. But once you can't go from the Mavui to the Hatzer, you can't even go into the Mavui itself. Comes the Gemara and explains the other side now. Now let's just, in the Havamina, when we said, even if you had an Eruv, there's a Mahloket, is it considered parutz or not?
Right.
Meaning, according to Rav, Rav came along and said, when you have scenario number 42, he considered it what? A mefulash. Whereas, according to Rav Yehuda, he considered the case of Rehava, he considered it satum. So what is the basis of that mahloket in the Havamina? So the Gemara says, kamepelege bed Rav Yosef. Their argument is based on a statement of Rabbi Yosef. That Rabbi Yosef, lo shanu ela shekale leemsa rehava, aval kale letzide rehava asur. So now he gives the first condition, which means when are we going to consider the case of the 42 where you have the chatzer and the mavui and the shutarim on both sides. When are you going to be considered a satum? That's only when it's opened le'emsa down the middle. What is that? That would be
42.
Actually, it's more like 41, 42.
Right.
42 works. So far, 42 works. You see, it's right down the center. You have part of your hatzir on the right, and part of your hatzir extends to the left. The mavui is going straight down the middle. Okay, when it goes straight down the middle, which is down the center, then we're not going to consider it a mavui mefulash. And you'll see, we're going to add one more condition where even when it's going down the center, the reshutrim has to be off to one of the sides. It cannot be straight across. Because if it's going straight down the center, like in this picture over here, bottom looks like one long babui. You know, reshutrim habim goes straight across. Uh-huh. So even in this, we're going to say, when I end up going to picture number 44, where it's down the center, but the mavui is off to the right, so it's just not totally flush. In any event, One thing is for certain. If it's on the side, it's going to be asur. What's the case of side? Look at picture number 43. You see over here what happened. You have your mavui going straight down on the side of, let's say, the rehava. We're showing a picture over here. Now, you see on one side there's homes, and your mavui runs right across the wall all the way to the mavui. Which is on the right side, it doesn't follow across, because there's really no houses on that side. But on the left side, if you follow the mavui from the beginning, the wall goes all the way down. There's homes over there, it's like a wall. It goes all the way across. So in that case, where it's followed across, that's for sure considered mifulash. That's what Rabbi Yosef's first chiddush. That what? That if you have, we're calling this actually kalel tzide rehava. When the mavui runs across the side of the rehava, that's for sure going to be considered mefulash. Why? Again, I'm explaining it to you. Because it looks like it's all just one long mavui. It's running across the one wall. However, when it's in the center, then already, no. Now you see, because in the center, that's picture number 41, it doesn't follow all the way through. There is space between, it opens up. So therefore, in that case, Rabbi Yosef is saying what? That case, you have no problem of mifulash. That would be considered satum. Now let's go slow. But Rabbi Yosef, the Amar of Yosef was, Ru'elav shekala le'emsa rechava. Amar kale le'tzide rechava, asud. Now, let's just go one more condition. Amar Rava. And that which you just told me, that if it's running down the center, it's mutar, meaning it's considered a satum. Lo amaran ela ze shelo keneged ze. That's picture number 44. Which is, even though you see it's running down the center, you have both sides of the rechava, but it cannot be flush to the shutarim. It has to be off to the side. Okay? Amar ze keneged ze asur. But if it was down the center and the Rishut Rabim's were flush across each other, that's also going to be considered Mifulash. So far we have two conditions. To be considered a Satum, number one, it has to be Be'emsa, and it has to be off to the side, the Rishut Rabim. Condition number three, Amar Av Misharshia, Had Amar Zeh Shelo Kedneged Zeh Mutar, even when you're telling me where it's down the center, and it's shelo keneged ze, meaning it's off to the side. Lo amaran ela rechava de rabim. Only it's talking about where the rechava belongs to many people. Aval rechava de yachid. But if it belongs to an individual, what are we concerned? Zimnin de minlach ala. The guy might change his mind, and what is he going to do? Ubane la batim. He's going to build homes and extend the homes on one side. And then what's going to happen? It's going to turn into a mavui that now runs across one side, the asur. Let's see the picture exactly what we're talking about over here. You see picture number 44? You see picture number 44? Okay, we're concerned. We have a picture over here in this art scroll over here. If you look at this picture over here, you see you're running down the center over here. Okay, you have your mavui. Okay, the concern is that, let's say, these houses were back originally, right? So the houses are back. So now it's not flush because it's off to the side. You have no problem, right? But the concern is that they might extend the homes on one side of the
Mavui. And if they extend the homes on one side of the Mavui, now it's going to be flush on one side of the hole. Right? If you look at the picture over here, it's in the art scroll, you see they extend. Oh, here, right, they extended. Exactly. They extended some houses over there. It's really over here, you see, they put an extra, you know, dwelling over there. And now already, it's going to be flush with the... It's always open. It's open to the Shut Rabim on both sides. We're telling you, even if it's not flush, where we said it's Zeh Shelo Keneged Zeh, still, if it's owned by one guy, we're concerned that you could turn that into a... problem, because now one side is going to follow the whole line of the reshut of the Mavui. So now we explain what Rabbi Yosef has to do with the Mahloket in the Havamina of Rav and Rabbi Yehuda. Rav and Yehuda argued in the case where you have a Mavui that's opened up to a Rehava, has a reshut to Rabim on both sides. Rav said it's considered Mefulash. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda said, no, it's considered Satum. Their machloket is based on, do they subscribe to Rabbi Yosef? Again, what did Rabbi Yosef say? Rabbi Yosef said that if the Mavui is running down the center of the Rehava, so meaning the Rehava is wide, has width on both sides of the Mavui, so Rabbi Yosef says that's considered Satum. And why is it considered Satum? Because it looks like the Mavui ends in the Rehava, because it has width on both sides. It's not considered, let's say, totally, it's opened into the Shut Rabim. And therefore, it's considered Mavui Satum. However, Rav doesn't agree to that. Rav's going to say that bottom line, since both sides are open to the Shut Rabim, and if a guy is standing at the end of the Mavui, and he looks straight across, he can see a reshut rabim, that's going to be considered mefulash. So the machloket is, do they subscribe to Rabbi Yosef or not? But in the maskanat Gemara, the Gemara is telling you anyway, there's three conditions. Condition number one is, it has to be running down the center. Even running down the center, it's only talking where the reshut rabims are not aligned. And then the third condition we're saying is, they can only be owned by rabim. Because if it was owned by Yahid, what can happen is he can extend the back of his house, and therefore there's going to be the Mavui line, or the wall of the Mavui is going to go all the way across to the end, and therefore that would be Asur as well. Now what do you do see from this Gemara? You see that there's a difference between Yahid and Rabim. Rabim, they can't make such adjustments so fast. Nobody's going to allow a guy to start extending. But if a guy is the one guy, who's going to stop him? So the Gemara now is going to bring a proof to this concept that it's a difference between a Rabim and a Yahid. So comes the Gemara and says... First wide line. Where do we see that there's a difference between a rechava, a yard of a rabim, or a yard of a yachid, a rabim? The amar rabim ba rab ada amar rabi yitzhak maase b'mavui echad. There was a story with a certain mavui. Shitzido echad, one side of the mavui kale liyam. One side was totally flush with the yam. Now the yam, which is the, let's say, the ocean, is considered a legal wall. Okay, so that's considered a wall. Vitzido echad kale liashpa. And the other side was walled with the garbage dump. You actually have the picture on 45. You see, it's an interesting type of mavui over here. You have the houses and the homes in the back. Okay? Different type of mavui here. The homes are in the back. In front of it, so you have a plaza. The plaza is the mavui over here. You see the lehi in front? Now, on the side, even though there are no walls, it's considered you have walls. Because the ocean is considered one wall, and the garbage dump is considered another wall. So that's a legitimate mavui. So comes the Gemara and says, Uba ma'ase lifnei Rabbi. So the case came in front of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, ve'lo amar ba lo heter ve'lo isur. He didn't make a ruling on it. He didn't say it's mutar. He didn't say it's asur. What was his issue? So the Gemara says, isur lo amar ba. He couldn't say it's asur. Because bottom line, it's considered as if it's mechitzot. If you have walls on both sides, so therefore, it's a regular mavui. Technically, it should be allowed just to have a lehi. However, heter lo amar ba. He didn't say heter either. Haishinan shemetinatel ashpa. Because we're concerned that what? maybe somebody will take away some of the garbage, and now the wall's going to be less than, let's say, 10 tefachim, the minimum size wall, and now we don't have a wall anymore. V'yale ayam sirton. And what's going to happen? Sirton. What's the English word for sirton?
Sediment.
Sediment, meaning you're worried to be a wall, the ocean has to be at least 10 tefachim deep. You're concerned that some sand and rocks might wash up, and now it's going to, the water's going to be shallow, and therefore you're not going to have a legal wall on that side. So he said, you know what? I can't say it's asur because you have walls. I can't say it's mutar because could be these walls are going to change, right? So comes the Gemara and says, Umi haishinan shimet natil ashpa. What was that side? He was worried that somebody might come and lower the garbage dump. Are you concerned that somebody's going to come lower the garbage dump? The Atenan, didn't we learn in the Mishnah? Ashpa b'rishut rabim. New case. You have a garbage dump in the Rishut Rabim. Gavoa yut tefachim. It's 10 tefachim high and therefore has the status of the Rishut Hayahid. Halon she'al gaba. And there's a guy who lives on top, he has a window. So he wants to throw his garbage from his window in the dump. The chaurat should be mutar. Because you're going from the Rishut Yahid to the Rishut Yahid. So it says, Zorkin la b'shabbat. It is permissible. Now, what do you mean? If you're suspecting that the garbage might get lower, so then how could we allow the guy to throw from his window into the garbage dump? Maybe the garbage dump is lowered, and therefore you're throwing into the Rishut Rabim. So what do you have to say? Alma shani ben ashpat rabim la ashpat yahid. So you have to say there's a difference between a public garbage dump and a private. Public garbage dump nobody could touch. And therefore nobody's lowering it, nobody's taking anything, it's going to remain the height. And therefore the case where you can throw it from the window is talking about a public garbage dump, you don't have to suspect. The case where Rabbi didn't want to make a ruling was still that was private. Private, the guy can do whatever he wants. And therefore he might come and lower it. So therefore, we'll say, shani bin rabim. So go back to our case of the Rechava. The case of the Rechava, if it's public, a lot of people there, I don't have to worry about some guy extending the back of his house and now making it Sidei Rechava. Because no one's going to let him do it. There's too many people there to stop him. However, if he's alone, guy can do whatever he wants. So you do see there's a difference between Yahid and Rabim. The Rabbanan, Mai, and the rabbis, what did they hold? Meaning, in that case of the Mavui, with the water on one side, and the garbage up on the other side, the Maaseh, what did they do? So it says, Amar Rav Yosef bar Avdimi, Tana, Ta'achamim Oslim. Again, help Asur. Again, for the reason that we said, that maybe the Sirtom will come on the water, or maybe somebody will lower the garbage. Amar of Nahman, Halakha Kedevre Hachamim. And Halakha follows Hachamim in that case. Ika de Amri, others say, Amar of Yosef and Abdimi, Tana the Hachamim Matirim. Others, she tells him, no, the Hachamim actually said it is Mutah. We don't have to suspect anything about the walls. Amar of Nahman, En Halakha Kedevre Hachamim. Okay, now we give a different case, new case. More and more, Pasik La Lesura. Now, there was a Mavui in Surah. That's actually, your picture would be number 47. Okay, you had Mavuis, right? The back of the Mavui, where it's opened up, it was opened up to a river. So technically, you have your water on that side, it should be mutar. It's really considered, right, it's considered closed. The river is considered a wall. And therefore, it should be considered totally satum. Still, he made an adjustment, he made them put uzle. What are uzle? So, they're like gates. I think they call it, she says, the rishtot, they're like fishnet gates over there. He did not want to rely on the fact that you have the water there. Why not? So the Gemara says, for the same reason. Again, you're worried the sediments might wash up and the ocean's not going to be deep in that spot, and therefore it's not going to be considered a legal wall. That is the opinion. Now she says, I'm just reading that she pasakle lesura beuzle. He placed these gates. Hayam aya samuch lesura me'achare. In Surah, the river is behind its houses. Right, and the mevuot are opened up to the yam. Vayam murimar osir rishtot u'machmerot nechol mevuot v'lo rasal l'smuch al nechisat hayam. Right, so he made a fence to close it up. He did not want to rely on the wall of the yam. It might become shallow. Comes the Gemara and says, a new case. Hahu mavui akum dehava besura. There was a mavui akum, a crooked mavui, like we learned early in the sugya. Actually, you see picture number 48. Mavui akum, he says, like the rish. Right? It's opened on two sides. Okay? Now, we learned earlier a mahloket between Rav and Shmuel on a mavui akum. Rav said a mavui akum has a din of a mavui mefulash. And therefore, Rav said, you need to put lehis on the ends where the Rishut Rabim is, and by the akum, by the curb, you have to put a surat petach. Whereas Shmuel said the mavui akum has a din of a mavui satum, and we're two shitot. Either you just have to put two lehis at the end, or according to Rashi's rabbis, you have to put two lehis and one lehi also in the corner. Okay? So now the Gemara tells us, there was a mavui akum in Sura. Hahu mavui akum in Sura. Karuch budya, they took a budya. What is budya? Rashi says, mahaselet. A mat. They wrapped it up, and they placed it in the corner, as you see in the picture. They placed it at the akum spot, they left it in the corner. So now the Gemara says, utbebe, they placed it, utibube, they placed it, be'akmimute, in the actual corner. So now the Gemara wants to know, which shita is this? Who are they trying to appease over here? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chisda, ha lo kerav ve lo kishmuel. This does not alleviate or appease any of the opinions. Le'rav de'amad Torah tokim fulash. According to Rav, that says, Amavui akum is considered mefulash. Surat ha'petach ba'ay. In that corner, you can't just put a piece of mat. You actually have to put a surat ha'petach. L'shmuel de'amad Torah tokim satum. According to Shmuel, that says, it's considered satum. Hani mile lehi me'aliyah. You have to put a regular, legitimate lehi. Avalhai, but this item that they put there, kevan de nashim bezika, since the wind is going to blow it away, v'shadile, lav klumu. It's nothing. Now we have to understand, according to Shmuel, what is the Gemara saying? You have to put good lehis if they blow away. This is nothing according to Shmuel at all. Which means, according to Shmuel, you don't need this item, bichlal. But we're talking about over here, Rashi comes along and tells us something very interesting about this case. He's telling us you only put a lehi on one side. You didn't put a lehi on both sides. So it seems the guy was only planning on using one stretch of mavui, one leg of mavui. And now the Mefarshim explained like this. According to Shmuel, if you're only planning on using one stretch, so your corner is opened up to Reshut Rabim. If you put lehis on both ends, no problem according to Shmuel. Right? However, if you were going that saying what? That you want to use one end, you'd have to put something in the corner as well. Because that corner is opened up. So the Gemara is saying, but what do you have to put in that corner? You have to put a lehi. You have to put a legitimate lehi. That's not going to blow away. But this item, it's a mat, it's going to blow away. Unless the Gemara says, v'ina each be'sikhta, if you put a sikhta like a nail, v'habre, and you attach it, then you attach it. So therefore, again, according to this case, yadamavui akum, they put this mahasir in the middle. Farav for sure did nothing. Farav is budya. Farav, it's nothing, you have to put a surat apetah. For Shmuel, even if you want to say that you put one lehi on one side, and you do need to put something in the middle there because you're just using that one line over there, but you have to put a legitimate lehi. You can't put something that's going to blow away. So the Gemara says the only way it'll work if you put that there and nail it in so it's not going to move away. So that's the Gemara over there. Comes the Gemara and continues. Gufa. Go back to a subject we mentioned. Amar Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba Amar Rav. Mavui shenifratz b'milo'o lechatzir. Okay, back to our case we've been discussing. You have a mavui. It's totally opened up to the Hatzer, the Nifretza Hatzer, Kinigdo. And the Hatzer is opened up to the Rishut Harabim. We get back to picture number 42. Right? So the Gemara said, what was the din? Chatzer muteret, umavui asur. Right? That was the din that Rav said, actually. We said that the... That's Rav saying it now again. The Gemara says the chatzer is mutar to carry in it, and the mavui is asur. The maskanat to Gemara, we learned that the only reason why the mavui is asur, because she didn't make an eruv. Had you made an eruv between the mavui and the chatzer, you'd be able to carry even in the mavui. Right, but everybody holds it's considered satum. Good. Amar le Rabba bar Ula le Rabbi Bai bar Abaye. Rabbi, lo mishnatenu hizu. Meaning, why did Rav have to say this case? Isn't it a Beferush Mishnah? Which is, now we're just going asking another question. We agree on the deen. But the deen is a Mishnah Beforeshit. Why does Rav have to come along and say a case that we can learn from the Mishnah? What's the Mishnah? Chatzer Ketana. You have a small chatzer, Shenifritza LeGedola, that's opened up into a Gedola. Gedola Muteret Uktana Asura. The gedola, the hatzir gedola is mutar, and the ketana is asura mipeneshi kepetcha shel gedola, because it's considered like the opening of the gedola. Now we don't have a picture in our books, but in the yard scroll there is a picture. If you look at, again, each one will find it in his yard scroll, but we do have a picture. Right? Okay, that's the right one. You see over here two hatzirot. You have a big hatzir. Right? Mm-hmm. And it's opened up into a small chatzir. Okay? So what's the, that's a Mishnah, by the way. And what is the din in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says that chatzir ketana shenifritzal gedola muteret. You can actually carry in the large on the gedola. Veketana asura. And carrying in the ketana is going to be forbidden. So now let's read Rashi. Rashi. Lo mishnatenu hi. Haita chatzer eter chatzer tanina the isur mavui tanina chatzer ketana shenifritza b'milu'a legedola gedola moteret velo asre b'nei ketana elave. The even though the people of the small chatzer go into the big chatzer, it's not going to assert the guys in the big one. Why? Because again, from the guys on the gadol side, they have their their walls. They could see the walls. You see the jutting out of the walls? They could see it. So therefore for them it's considered a petah, whereas the guys in the katan, they cannot see those side posts. To them it's flush. And what do we say the deen is? We said it makes a difference on which side can see the post or which side cannot. So we continue reading Rashi. Rashi says, Veketana asura, delidide la petah, la pirza. Why is it a pirza to the ketana? Because they cannot see the yifufim, exactly. Venahasit shutan shubregdola, sharet areba, emmahem. Now, venahasit shutan, now, the hedush is that what? That the gedola, they're allowed to carry. Which means, according to them, even though they're opened up to the small one. So now let's apply that to our case. Rav made a case, we have a mavui. And it's open up into the chatzir. Chatzir you can carry in, mavui not. Same logic. So what did you need the case of mavui and chatzir when you had the case of chatzir? Basically it's the same dynamics working. Why can't you carry in the chatzir? Because in the chatzir side you have the gifufin coming out. Where in the mavui, you don't. And therefore, it's the same case as the chatzir, gedola, chatzir, ketana. So comes the Gemara and says, you're right, but there's a chidush, you need both. Why? Amar leh, he said, imehatam hav amina hani mili hecha delo kadarsi berabim. I would say, you know what? Maybe only in the case of the Hatzir Gedola Ketana, where it's not open to the Reshut Rabim, because it's really closed on all sides. And therefore, in that case, I'll tell you that you can carry in the big one, and it's not a problem, because problem when you have the Gifufin coming out of the sides of the wall, because you don't have public traffic. However, but in the case of the Mavui and the Hatzir, that chatzir is open up to the Reshut Rabim. There are people that are coming into that chatzir from the public domain. Ema afilu chatzir nami. I might have thought that you can't even carry in the Chatzer. Which means the chidush of the chatzer case is that even though it has traffic from the Reshut Rabim, still you can carry. If I only had this case of the chatzer like a Tana, I would say it's really a private area. It's not really accessible to the Reshut Rabim. That's why we're lenient to carry in the chatzer gedola. But maybe in a regular chatzer that has a breach to the Reshut Rabim, maybe I'll tell you, you can't even carry in the chatzer because it's accessible. Kamash Mahalan, even though it's accessible to the Reshut Rabim, you still can carry. Comes the Gemara and says, Ve'anami Tanina. We know that also, but that's a Braita. Chatzer Sharabim Nichnasim La Bezu, Ve'yotzim La Bezu. The Gemara says you have a chatzer that the Rabim enter one door of the chatzer and they exit a different, which is has two doors and it's very accessible obviously to the Reshut Harabim. So how do we treat it? So the Gemara says Reshut Harabim the Tum'ah, the Reshut HaYahid the Shabbat. Meaning like this, we have a law regarding the laws of Tum'ah. If you have a question on Tum'ah and the question is in the Reshut HaRabim, the rule is Safek Tum'ah B'Reshut HaRabim Tahor. Klal. Safek Tum'ah B'Reshut HaYahid Tameh. They actually learned this klal from the case of the Sotah. By Sotah, what was the deen? You had a lady that was questionably unfaithful, right? How was she unfaithful? She was secluded with a man. We don't know what happened there. But until she drinks the waters of Sotah, Safik, she's asu to be with the husband. So what do you see from there? Safik. In the Reshut HaYahid, because where does the seclusion take place? In the private domain, right? Seclusion. So therefore, Safik, Reshut HaYahid, we say she is Tame'ah. It's if she cannot be with her husband. So the rabbit extended from that to all Tum'ah. You have Met and different types of Shedith and stuff like that. We have different cases. If the Safik is in the Reshut HaRabim, we say Sifiko Tahor. Safik Reshut HaYahid Sifiko Tameh. Now we want to know, this Hatzir, well, it's very accessible to the Reshut HaRabim because people can go into both doors. So it says Le'enyan Tum'ah, it's a Reshut HaRabim. And therefore Sifiko Tahor. However, Le'enyan Shabbat, we treat it as a Reshut HaYahid because bottom line, it's a Hatzir. Oh, now, which shows you that all the traffic doesn't change the status of the Reshut HaYahid. So therefore, wouldn't you have to tell me that, oh, you know why you need the Hiddush of the Chatzer that's open up to the Mavui and has the Reshut HaYahid on the outside? The Hiddush is, you would have thought since there's traffic in there, it's not a Reshut HaYahid, you can't carry in the Chatzer anymore. What do you mean? It's a Befirush Mishnah. That even though there's traffic in the Chatzer, Le'inyan Shabbat is because of the Reshut HaYahid. That's all, this too is learned in the Braita. So the Gemara says, you're right, Imehatam, if it was from there, Haba Amina Hanimili Ze Shelo Keneged Ze. Says, yeah, I would have said, you know what? I would say, only in that case, I tell you, you know why it's Mutar? Because it's Ze Shelo Keneged Ze. Which means, I'll tell you that the doors are not aligned. So in that case over there, when they're not aligned, then I'll tell you, even though there's people going in it, it's not the din of a Reshut HaYahid. Aval, we turned it up. Ze keneged ze emalo. But I would have thought that maybe if the doors are aligned, like in the case of the Mavui, maybe that's worse. Kamash Malan, doesn't matter, you can still carry. So comes the Gemara and says, comes the Ulraba, Da'amar ze keneged ze asur. Which means, right, we learned above that Rab said that Ze keneged ze is still asur. Remember, Rabba came along and said, yeah, actually have to shift it to the side. Which means, if it's Ze keneged ze, it is going to be asur as well. So the Gemara says, according to him, what are you going to say? So the Gemara says, Hadirav b'may mukila. Which means, how are you going to establish this case of Rav, meaning, let's go back. According to Rav, Rav made his case by a chatzir. Rabba said, sorry, Rav held, it's considered mifulash, however you can carry in the chatzir. Good? No problem. Now, Rabba came along and said, oh, you can't carry in the Hatser if it is, if the Reshut Rabbim's are aligned. You can't even carry in the Hatser. Why? Because it's like open to the Reshut Rabbim. So according to that opinion, the only way you can explain Rav's statement is where it was not aligned. Very good. So the Gemara says that. Gemara says, "Bemay mukila shelo keneged zeh." Oh, so if it's shelo keneged zeh, so that's the same case as we just learned in the case of the Hatzer with the two doors. Tarti lamali, which means, according to the way Rav learned, our case of Rav was it's not aligned. And that's the hadush that you can carry in the Hatzer. What do you mean? We have a case of that already. That's the case of a Hatzer that has two doors. They weren't aligned to each other. And even though there's traffic, the hadush is what? You're allowed to carry in that Hatzer. Rav said that case. So the Gemara says, if you just had the case of the first case of the Braita, I would say like this. Maybe it's considered a Shuta Yachid lechumrah. Meaning, if I throw something from the Reshut Rabbim into it, then I'll consider Reshut Yachid to say that the guy is Hayav. However, but if to carry in it, I'll say lechumrah as well and say what? Emaloh. Maybe I'll tell you it's considered a Reshut Rabbim. Which means maybe if you just had the case of the Braita, yes, it said it's considered Reshut Yachid Shabbat. For what laws of Shabbat? For throwing in. Meaning, if I'm the Reshut Rabbim, and I throw into this Chatzer, Lachmir, I'll say it's a Reshut Yachid, if I'm going to be Hayav. But inside, I'm going to be Machmir and consider it a Reshut Rabbim because there's traffic. And therefore, I will not let you carry inside. Kamash ma'lan, that what? It's permissible not to throw into it. Meaning, sorry, it's a Reshut Yachid. Not only Lachmir to throw into it, but it's a Reshut Yachid even to carry inside. Therefore, Rav's case, when he said you can carry in the Chatzer, according to the Rabbah, where the doors were not aligned, doesn't matter, you can carry in it, it's a Reshut Yachid Legamri. From the Braita, I would only think it's a Reshut Yachid Lachmir. So now this case is, it's a Reshut Yachid Legamri, can even carry in the Chatzer itself. Comes again what it says now. Itmar. Okay, now we have different cases of Mavuz. Mavuz Yasui Kenadal. Nadal is some type of creature. It's a rodent that has a lot of legs. For our purposes, we're just going to look at the picture. Look at number 49. You see what it is? You have a series of mavuis all over the place. At the head, you have a wide opening. You have the main gate at the opening. Okay? And on the side you have, obviously, lechis on all the smaller mavuis. So that looks like a centipede of such. It's called a nadal, but it's a type of creature that has a lot of legs, and that's the formation of it. Actually, picture number 50, that's the way the Maharshal understands Rashi. That also has a lot of, openings, and it's got a major opening at the entrance. So bottom line, the Gemara says, Mavui ha'asui kenadal. Amar Abaye, Oseh Surat HaPetach LaGadol. So you make a Surat HaPetach at the front gate, Surat HaPetach, as you see in your picture, V'hana Kulehu Mishtere B'lehi V'Kora. And the rest you just put either B'lehi or a Kora. So the Gemara is going to say, Amar L'Rabah, Keman, who are you going like? Kishmuel De'amar Torah Tokesatum. If you're going like Shmuel, meaning, we're assuming this is like a mavui akum, because it goes straight and then it turns. So therefore, if you're going to go like Shmuel and consider it satum, lama le surat apetach. Right? You wouldn't need a surat apetach. According to Shmuel, satum, you just need lechis all over the place. Now, the odd, and furthermore, there was a case where you had a mavui akum in the hardea, the hashula liderav. And they suspected to the opinion of Rav. So there's a double question over here. Number one, this is not going like Shmuel. And number two, it can't be going like Shmuel, because we know in the Harda'ah, in Babel, they followed Rav's way to adjust Mavui Akum with Shirat HaPetach. So the Gemara says, Ela Amarava, Ose Surat HaPetach Lekulehu. If you're going like Rav, then you have to make a Surat HaPetach at every entrance, because each one is considered the curve. Lahaygisa. Again, I read. Or says the petach lekuliu. Lahaygisa. The ida. Sorry, lahaygisa. One side. I go back. One side you put surat petach. The ida gisa mishtaru belechi dekora, which means if you look at picture number 51, you see exactly what you do. On one side, meaning on the reshut rabim side, you have all lechis. Good. On the other side, meaning on the mavui side, you have also the petas. Okay, because that's the curve, which means it's a mavui going straight and it curves into different mavuot. So according to Rab, you have to put surat ha-petah on each one on the mavui side, and on the outside, to the shul rabim, you put a lech. So therefore, they were following the opinion of Rav. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rav Kahana bar Tachlifa Meshemed Rav Kahana bar Minyome Meshemed Rav Kahana bar Melkiyo Meshemed Rav Kahana Rabbe Derav. The Amri La Rav Kahana bar Melkiyo Hainu Rav Kahana. That is Rav Kahana Rabbe Derav, the Rabbi of Rav. In any event, as we're going to see in the Gemara, Rav Kahanas were involved in this statement, and I'm making a point to that because the Gemara is going to make a point to that. Mavui shitsido echad aruch. New case. You have a mavui. One side of it is long, vitsido echad katsir. And one side is short. That is picture number 52. You see, one wall extends out, and one wall is short. So the question is now, how do you adjust such a mavui? So the Gemara says, Pachot me'arba amot, if the long wall is less than 4 amot away from the short wall, maniyah ata korah be'alachson, then you could place the korah on a slant, on a diagonal, exactly, on a diagonal. Arba amot, but if it's 4 amot away, eno maniyah ata korah, you cannot place the korah diagonally, Ela keneged hakatzar, meaning picture 53, you have to bring the korah back so it's directly flush the short wall and the long wall, straight wall. You cannot use the diagonal. Now the Gemara comes along and says, Gemara is going to explain. Rava amar, Ehad ze, Ve'ehad ze, Eno maniyah et ha-korah, Ela keneged ha-katzer. He says, no, you always have to put it straight. Even less than 4 amot, you always have to put it across, you cannot put it on a diagonal. Now we're going to see the machloket. Ve'ema ta'ma didi, so Rava says, I'm going to give you my logic, Ve'ema ta'ama didhu, and I'm going to give you their logic. Didhu meaning your logic, meaning his colleagues. That last step you can put it on a diagonal. Now, ema ta'ama didi, I'm going to explain my rationale. Korah ta'ama mai mishum hekir. I hold, what's the Korah serve? It serves as a hekir. What's pshat hekir? It reminds you that this is the mavui, and you shouldn't mix it up with a reshut rabim. So you look at the korah, it reminds you. Now, ub alakson lo havi hekir. He just says when it's diagonal, it doesn't serve as a hekir. A hekir is only when it's across the walls. What's the logic of that? As she says, Sharoe bene mavui nimshachin mishtamshim b'shut rabim chutz mekeneged kotel hakatzer. Meaning, when you go past the short wall, so it's really open over there. Because it's really just, it's cutting across. If you look at your diagonal picture, right, there's a space, exactly. There's going to be a space by the after the short wall, right? The shadow area. Right? After the short wall, before the long wall ends, there's none on top. So therefore the guy who said, well, if I can carry here, I might as well carry in the shut rabim. He said, my whole purpose is hekir, and therefore diagonal does not make a hekir. So I don't care if it's less than 4 amot away, you always need a straight korah. Now, ve'ema tamadidu, and I'm going to give my colleagues, right? Rav Kahana's interpretation, what's his logic? They do their logic. Korah mishumai mishum mechitza. They say, what's shot in the Korah? Korah is an imaginary wall. We look as if the Korah is if it goes down and makes the wall. And therefore, what do I care what direction the Korah is? Even on an alakhson, it can go down and make that imaginary wall. And therefore, it's permissible. If you say, hey kid, you got a problem. If you say it's a wall, you have no problem. Amar Rav Kahana. So Rav Kahana, a different Rav Kahana, comes along and says, "Hu il b'shmateta de kahanei." Since this whole halakha is said in the name of kahanas, ema ba milta. I'm also going to say something about it. My name is also kahana. I'm gonna join the conversation. He says like this: "Ha de amat min yakura balakson." That which you said, you can put the korah diagonally. Lo amaran ela she'en ba'alachsono yoter me'esir. So long as the diagonal is not more than 10 amot. Meaning, you're looking at picture number 54. Which means, if you go to the long wall, right? And go to the short wall, draw a line. From the long wall to the short wall, if it's more than 10 amot, you cannot do diagonal on there. Then you have to go and just put it straight across. Aval yesh ba'alachsono yoter me'esir? So that's the Hiddush of Rav Kahana.
Probably never be less than 4 once you're 10 amot under
there. Right, you have to figure the math on it, but it's clear that if it's more than 10 on the opening, meaning from point to point, point long to point short, wall, as soon. Now, what's the logic in that? Rashi. Rashi says, second wide line. Actually, first wide line. She'en ba'alachsono yoter me'esir, she'mavui katsir l'rochbo harbe, ve'en b'rochbo u'ba'arba amot nimshakim l'sirif yoter me'esir. Which means, it's still within the 4 amot as well. Aval yesh ba'alachsono yoter me'esir, nimsa p'tcho rachab me'esir. Now, what's the deen? When you have a wall of a mavui, a breach, that's more than 10, it's not a mavui anymore. That's considered a breach. You cannot adjust a breach. So therefore, the area, it's got to be less than 10 to do the alakhson. You can narrow it. Yeah, you can add poles, let's say, to make it smaller. But if you're going to leave it like that, the judgment doesn't work. Then we're going to have to go into it and put the Korah across. Comes the Gemara and says, Ibaidu, question. New question now. Right, we had this mentioned earlier in passing. Now we're going to analyze it here. Are you allowed to carry under the Korah itself? Yes. Which means, you have a mavu, you got a regular Korah, cross beam on top. I can go up to the Korah. Can I even carry directly under the Korah? So the Gemara says, Rav, the Rabbi Hiya, the Rabbi Yohanan Amru, Mutal Ishtamesh Tahat HaKorah. So you have a group of rabbis that say, yeah, you can even carry under the Korah. Shmuel, the Rabbi Shimon, Bar, Rabbi, the Rabbi Shimon ben Akish Amru, Asud Ishtamesh Tahat HaKorah. They say, you can't. What's the basis of this machloket? Right, the first group of rabbis hold that the Korah is mishum heker, meaning the whole thing is just as a recognizable, right, to make a heker, to make it evident that it's a mavui. So therefore, I can even go all the way up to the mavui, under the mavui as well. I look up, I got the heker, no problem. However, mor samar Korah mishum mechitza. If you hold that the Korah is a wall, and we're going to learn where does the wall come down? On the inside of the Korah. And therefore, if you say it goes on the inside of the Korah, so already your mavui ends from the inside point of the Korah. Exactly. So you cannot carry underneath the Korah, past your point. So Gemara says, no. The Korah alma, Korah mishum hekir. I can tell you, everybody holds that the Korah is really a heker. So what's the machlokas? Vaka mepilgi. Temor sabar hekera milegav, umor sabar hekera milebar. The question is, for who is the heker? For the guys on the inside, or for the guys on the outside? Now, how is that going to make a difference whether you can carry underneath or not? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Ashi dibura matril mor sabar hekera lehanach migavai, which means from the people that are inside. Ba'inan. Vitzad ha pinimi meaning the right, where's the Hekir? When you're looking from the inside of the Mavui, the first thing you see is the
inside piece.
The inside piece. So that's where your Hekir. That's where your Mavui is considered. That's where your Qur'an is considered. Therefore you cannot go past that Hekir. Again, when you're in the inside of the Mavui, the first thing you see is the inner part of the Qur'an. So that's the Qur'an. You can't go past that. Whereas if you hold that the Hekir is for the guys on the outside, so where's the Hekir? The outer part of the Qur'an. And therefore you can carry up to that point. So you can hold its Hekir. It just depends who's the Hekir for. If the Hekir is for the inside, you can go only up to the Qur'an, not further. If you hold the Qur'an is for the outside people in the Shuta Rabin, so then already it's on the first thing you see is the outside, therefore you can carry past that, meaning under the Qur'an. Comes the Gemara and says, V'iba'et ema. I can go the other way. I can tell you everybody holds their kid is the Korah is a wall. Here's the argument like this. The more sabar chodo apinimi yored v'sotim, or more sabar chodo haitzon yored v'sotim. Very simple. Which part goes down? Everybody holds the wall. The rabbis that say you cannot carry underneath the Korah, because they hold it is the inside of the Korah that goes down. If you hold the inside goes down, so that there's a wall there. There's an imaginary wall. You can't go past that imaginary wall. If you say the outside of the Qur'an goes down, it makes the wall. So if you have that whole area up to the outer part of the Huda. Actually, you want to look at your pictures. You have 55, gives you that two sides. Which side of the Qur'an goes down? And therefore, that's going to make the nafkamina. In which area can you carry it? Last point. Amar of Chizda. Hakol modim bebet lehayayim she'asur. What is, I'm sorry, not bet, beben lehayayim she'asur. Now that case over there is the last picture of this daf maybe? 57, beben lehayayim is 56. Meaning, till now we're only talking about what? Korahs. Could you carry under the Korah or not? Now we want to discuss, you have a lehi. Okay, now the lehi is a certain width. Right. Lehi is the side post. It also is an adjustment. Can I carry in that width of the lehi? Just like you told me there's an opinion I can carry under the width of the Qur'an. What about lehi? So the Fizdah comes along and says, Ben Nehayayim, everybody says, Asur, you cannot. Now, what's the reason? So, really, Tosfot gives us the reason for this. Tosfot basically says like this. A lehi could be even a kolchu. The size, the width of a lehi, there's no minimum. It can even be a thin twig, exactly, even a kolchu. And therefore, the concern is, if we let the guy carry right by the width of the lehi, since it can be very narrow, you might end up coming to carry in the Shuta Rabim. Even if it's wide, the rabbis made a gezerah, if it's very thinned out, therefore everybody agrees by lehi, the in-between space, asur. Comes the Gemara and says, last point. New case. Was asked Rav Chizda, Na'at shtei yetedot b'shnei kotle mavui mibachutz. On the outside of your mavui, you put two pegs coming out of the wall, and now you rest your korah on the pegs. That's picture number 57. Meaning you're not resting it on the walls itself. It's outside of the walls on pegs. So the Gemara says, V'iniyach korah gabehen, you put the korah on it, mahu. What's the deen? Amar leh. So he says like this, لِدِّفْرَيْ هَمَّتِيرْ أَسُّرْ لِدِّفْرَيْ هَأُسَيْرْ مُتَارْ. So the Gemara says like this, according to the opinion that says, you can carry underneath the beam, that's the matir, right? He's going to say this case is asur. And the one that says, it's asur to carry under the beam, he'll say it is mutar. What's the rationale? Rashi says, four lines on the bottom. L'devre ha'oseh l'shtamesh tahat ha'korah b'chol mevo'ot. What's the rationale? The ta'ama mishum chodo ha'pinimi yored desotem. Because he says, It's the inner part of the Korah that goes down. So if you hold, when it's on the walls itself and the inner part goes down, that's where you cannot carry underneath it. Good, but if you extend it outside on pegs and you say the inner part goes down, so it's perfect. So now you can carry your wherever you want, and therefore it's considered a legitimate. Won't mean the outer, the inner side goes down, and if you have a wall, it walls the korah, it walls the mavui. Right, a full wall. Right, no, forget about under it, which means it's a legitimate adjustment.
Yes.
Because it's outside now, right? The inner part is going to come down, and therefore your mavui is actually walled. However, according to the opinion that says that it is asur, I'm sorry, the Zirahamut Matir, that's Rashi, actually. Next one, Rashi Matir. כאן משתמש במבוי הזה אגב הקורה שאין על גב מבוי דכיוון דחודו הפנימי סותם נמצאת סתימת הקורה דבוקה לכותלים וסתימה מעל ידי. Next Rashi, לדברי המתיר, that was the last opinion.
That's what
right? Because if you say the inside goes down, so now in this case over here it's little extended, the inside of the korah goes down, it's a perfect wall flush against the mavui, perfect. However, the divrei hamatir, the opinion that says it's mutar to carry underneath, what does he hold? Because it is the outer part of the mavui that comes down. Now, in this case over here, if you have the mavui, if you have the korah already outside of the, so now you're going to tell me the back of the or the front of the korah goes down. That's too far away from the entrance. So that she says, the devre hamatir l'shtamesh tachat hakorah alma chitzon yored v'sotem oser kol ha'mavui hazeh. Why? Ad sheyaviu korah acheret de'en ha'stima mechoberet laketalim. That stima, that the outer part of the korah is going to come down, it's too far away from the wall. V'yesh avir b'nehem v'ach alav mechitza mamashu l'akshir. Which means, if it was a regular wall, maybe we'd let you get away with it. But this is an imaginary wall. So already that she said, an imaginary wall has got to be flush up against. So therefore, let's just review. According to the opinion that says, you can carry underneath, because he holds what? In a regular case where the korah is on top, because outside extends down. So you go up until the outside. But here, if you can say the outside extends down, that imaginary wall is too far away from the airspace. It's too far away. So you don't have a mechitza. And therefore, you cannot carry. Last line, gentlemen. Rava Amar, ledevrei haoser, name oser. Rava comes along and says, no. According to the matir, it's asur. And according to the oser, it's also asur. Baruch Adonai Olam, amen.